Today we'll be doing Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yeshomrim she'in mitzvos trichos kavana, v'yeshomrim she trichos kavana lotzeis ba'asiyas o'usa mitzvah v'chein halacha. The Shulchan Aruch cites two opinions regarding what's the topic of mitzvos trichos kavana. One opinion says, in general, mitzvos do not require kavana. The other opinion says, no, that mitzvos require, at the very least, what's called kavana lotzeis. That you need to at least be cognizant of the fact that you are in the process of being yotzei a mitzvah, and that's what we assume halacha. We assume that mitzvos trichos kavana lotzeis. There are two layers of kavana when it comes to any mitzvah. Achas, the first is kavanas halev la mitzvah atzma. One is a more ethereal type of kavana, a kavana in your heart for the mitzvah itself. The shein is the more technical kavana, is kavana lotzeis ba tahinu sheyichavim lekayim bazek asher tziva Hashem kamoshu kasev habach besimencha. So the first type of kavana is to realize that I'm doing this mitzvah, and the second type of kavana is to realize that I am doing that which Hashem commanded me to do. The chavanas haMitzvah sheNizkar b'zeh haSif in tolu klal the chavanas haLev laMitzvah atzma sheYechavin b'libo l'mas shehu motzi mipiv al yaharher b'libo l'davar acher. This halacha is not discussing that first type of kavana about, you know, what's in your heart, about, you know, hearing the words that are coming out of your mouth, kigon b'kriyah Shema u'sfilah berkas hamazon u'kiddush v'chadome, like when it comes to Shema, Shmona Esrei, benching and kiddush. D'zeh l'chuli amalech anchila mitzvah sheYechavin b'libo v'diavadim lo kivin yatzei. Everyone agrees in all of these cases, of course you're supposed to try and have proper kavana, and if you didn't, then b'di'eved you would still be yotzei, with the exception of the first pasuk of Shema and the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, where we assume that even b'di'eved you need kavana. Rak she'mechula kim b'inyan im chayev l'chavim kodim she'maschil ha-mitzvah lotzeis ba'asiyas o'usa ha-mitzvah. The machlokes about whether we assume mitzvah strichos kavana is regarding lotzeis. It's regarding the awareness that I am fulfilling this particular mitzvah. U'le'mitzvah min ha-mukhar kuli al-modim d'tzarech kavana ki d'isa ben adarim Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok Omer asey dvarim l'shem bo'avam b'ne'amar v'atihi yirosam osim mitzvahs ha-nashim melumad. Everyone agrees that, of course, you should have proper kavana whenever you're doing any sort of a mitzvah. The question here that we're discussing is, if you didn't have that kavana, would you still be yotzei? If one did not have that kavana to be yotzei his obligation when he did the mitzvah, then he's not yotzei. Then he has to do the mitzvah again. And even if he's unsure if he had that kavana, if it's a suffix about whether he had proper kavana on a mitzvah de'oraisa, then of course he has to do it again, because we have a concept called suffix de'oraisa l'chumra. Then the Mishnah verse is venerally de lo yivarechaz ala mitzvah. However, when you're doing the mitzvah again, misafik, you should not make a bracha on it again. Even if I know for a fact that I didn't have kavana the first time around, according to many poskim, you still do not make a bracha the second time. Certainly in the case of a safik, you for sure would not make a bracha the second time. Lotzeis. So let's say a person is teaching someone how to blow shofar, or someone is teaching kids how to bench properly, even if the person himself is chayev to bench, and he forgot as he was leading the benching for the kids to also have himself in mind, you would not be yotzei your chiyuv, because you're not doing it for the sake of your own mitzvah. The Taz claims that in a case where you are, let's say, for example, leading benching for kids, even according to the Man D'Omer that says that mitzvos do not require kavana, which we don't paskin like, even that opinion would assume that you would not be yotzei in this case, because that is the equivalent of a kavana shalo latzeis. So that's like having an active kavana to not be yotzei. However, if you had ulterior motives mixed in, as well as the proper motivation, as well as the proper kavana, so then you would in fact be yotzei. V'chein halacha kasev hamagen Avraham b'shem haradvaz. There's a dafka b'mitzvah de'oraisa, avo b'mitzvah de'rabbanan in sarach kavana. So we assume that this halacha, the mitzvah strichos kavana, we paskin is only true for mitzvahs de'oraisa. Ulefize kol abrachos shehim gamkin de'rabbanan levar mibirkas hamazon. So when it comes to all brachos, with the exception of benching, lo kivin b'hem latzeis yotzei b'diavad. If you did not have kavana to be yotzei whatever chiyuv it was that you were making a bracha about, you would still technically be yotzei b'diavad. Ach mikama mekomus b'shulchan aruch mashma shehu cholik alzev v'chin miber hagrab esim and tuf peites mashma gamkin shein lechalik b'mitzvah d'orais l'mitzvah rabbanan. But the shulchan aruch and the gra seem to disagree with this premise, and they assume that even for d'rabbanans, even for brachos, if you do not have proper kavanah, let's say, so you would still not be yotzei v'da. The chasav amagan avram lekaman b'sim and tuf peites sifkat on ches. The afta hashulchan aruch pasak lahalacha d'mitzvos tzrichos kavanah. Even though the shulchan aruch paskins, as we saw, that you require kavanah latzeis for mitzvos, v'im kein heicha shalok even b'fam rishona tzarech lachazor v'lasos hamitzvah. And therefore, if you did not have proper kavanah the first time around, you have to say it all over again. You have to do the mitzvah again. Afal pichin lo yivarech od aleha. However, you should not recite another bracha. Shel inyan bracha tzarech lachos l'das hayesh omrim she'in tzarech kavanah v'ayin bever halacha. Because we have to be concerned for the yesh omrim that claims that even if the first time I did the mitzvah, I did without kavana, I do not recite a bracha the second time I do it. V'da'od, the chasav ha'chayad ha'michol samach ches, d'mad d'mat z'rechinan le'lach ha'zor v'la'asos ha'mitzvah, hainu b'makum sheyesh lislos sha'asiyah harishona lo haysa l'shei mitzvah. The only time the chayadim says you have to go back and do the mitzvah over is when you can comfortably assume that the original time that you did it was not for the sake of a mitzvah. Kagon b'skiyah sha'isa l'hislamid o b'kriyash ma'sha'isa derech limudu v'chadome. Like if you were teaching a someone how to blow shofar, or if you were just teaching a kid how to say Shema. Avalim korei kriyash shema k'derech shanu korei b'seder tefila. But if you're reciting Shema the way that we do during davening, v'chein sha'achal matzo tokav not a lulav, or if I ate matzah, blew shofar, or took a lulav, afal pi shelo kivin latzeis yotzei, even though I didn't have in mind to be yotzei, but I'm yotzei nonetheless. Shaharim yishum ze'usa kedei latzeis afal pi she'eno mechavin akal lashono. Because based on context, contextually, based on what I'm doing, it's obvious that I'm trying to fulfill a mitzvah. Viro tzolomar, heicha shemuchach lefi ha'inyan sha'asiyasa hu kedei latzeis, afal pi shelo kivin beferish yotzei. Afal bestam bevadelo yotzei kedei isa betosvos soka. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that if based on context, it's evident that I am trying to do a mitzvah, and I fulfill that mitzvah regardless of whether I specifically had kavanah to do the mitzvah or not. But in a case where there's no clear context that indicates that I should have been getting this mitzvah, so then you cannot assume that you're going to be yotzev. Again, obviously, this is all b'diavad. You, of course, supposed to try and have kavanah whenever you do any mitzvah or make any bracha. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up the sifhei tomorrow.